the question, as I recall, it was about, or the statement was that the dispensation of the gospel that was during those pre-prison epistles, that continued on and still continues today. The way I look at that, I don't see that happening by the way I look at it, at least. I see it that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of the grace of God, with the addition that it's to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's who God had been working with all along then. In the Old Testament, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And nothing changed. Paul got saved and he went to the same people. Then, in Acts 20, actually in Acts 18, Christ apprehended Paul in the temple there, and there was the temple vision where he said, I will send you, a future thing happening after Acts 18 when this happened, when the temple vision came. He said, I will send you unto the Gentiles. And that went beyond the Jew first and also to the Greek. That the gospel of Christ contained. So, in other words, after Acts 20, when that actual sending occurred, he was going to the Jew and also to the Greek and also to the Spaniards and Americans and everybody. He wasn't switching out of preaching to the Jews and the Greeks. They were included in all men too. So it was just like an expansion, but it was ascending. He uses the word send actually. In, let me get that verse up there. That's Acts 22:21, I believe. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And then later we see Paul stating that, now you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, so right there he pins down when that gospel began, when he was actually sent, not just told about being sent in the temple vision, but he was actually sent when he departed from Macedonia. And you can track that down to being in Acts 20, verse 6, right there. And we sailed away from Philippi. And that Philippi is the chief city of Macedonia. So we sailed away from Philippi, Macedonia, after the days of unleavened bread, came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And we've gone through before what happened in Troas. And then in Miletus, those elders were sent back with knowledge that they could preach to all people, and you've got Paul then writing to people in Ephesus that he had never met, that were saved with doctrine. He's writing them doctrine that's beyond what they had heard, what they had known when he was preaching to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So as I see it, they're consecutive dispensings of God's salvation. The first one, the dispensation of the gospel, was limited to those that he'd been working with all along, the Jew first and also to the Greek, and then it was expanded to all people in the dispensation of the grace of God that we're in today. So to me, that explains why the pre-prison epistles, the ones written during a dispensation of the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek, why they've got Jewish and Greek practices, Jewish practices that the Lord had instituted when he was in his earthly ministry, and you know, the ordinances that those people had set up. There was a lot of things that went on during a dispensation of the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. A lot that went on that is not to us. It's to those in a dispensation of the gospel. which, as I see it, ended in Acts 20, verse 6, when Paul's sending was widened to not just dispensing it to the Jew first and also to the Greek, but to them and everybody else